Welcome to the Young and the Restless Recap. I'm Lindsay.
And I'm Amanda.
And here we are for our quarterly podcast.
That's right.
We were so excited about the bachelor party from Nick and Sharon. We just absolutely had to podcast on this.
Right. Yeah, because it was too good to not podcast. Mm-hmm. Because it was so awful.
Yeah. But we'll talk about other things, too. Mm-hmm. So, Ian Ward.
Who I missed most of the Ian Ward storyline, to be honest.
He's mostly just, like, sleazy and mean and manipulative.
That, it's that actor. That's the only part he knows how to play.
But he's good at
it. He's really good at it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I kind of thought it might end up being, like, a Diane whodunit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because everybody hated him. But they haven't found his body. Basically, he went missing after terrorizing,
really,
like, five people in one day.
He was busy.
Yeah, he was busy. But he had gone... Basically, he had gone to the Newman Ranch. No, first he had kidnapped Mariah, mm-hmm. taken her to a storage shed, drugged her, mm-hmm. and, like, forced her to marry him.
So, if you're forced to marry someone, mm-hmm. how legal is that?
They just talked about that. Like, you know, after Mariah was, like, saved and everything, Avery was like, yeah, you weren't in your right state of mind. Like, obviously you were drugged.
Okay.
Because she'd been taken to the hospital. They had proof she was drugged.
Yeah.
They were like...
Toxicology reports.
Yeah, like, there's nothing... There's no legal claim to this. But she was like, also, just to keep your distance, she was like, I recommend an annulment, too.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. So that they just kind of covered that.
Okay.
Yeah. So Nick and Sharon saved her. You know, everybody kind of figured it out. And mm-hmm. then he escaped her. He was missing. Like, Ian wasn't there. He just left his new drugged wife in the storage shed.
Well, he might as well.
Yeah, but they figured it out.
He was out getting champagne.
No, then he went to the Newman Ranch. And it was kind of evil. He had this syringe of, I don't know, some kind of cocktail. Yeah, something. And he was going to give it to Nikki mm-hmm. and do who knows what.
Because they have backstory.
Yeah. You know, he's taken advantage of her when she was a young, fine thing.
Fresh thing. And, a young, fresh stripper.
But, like, she called Dylan when Ian was there. Maybe Dylan called her. And she mm-hmm. was like, everything's fine. I'm fine. How's that trip to Iowa going? And he was like, what? Mm-hmm. Oh, I think I should go over there.
Code.
Yeah. And so he gets there.
Iowa's their safe word.
Yeah, I know, right?
So, Kansas.
It's funny because ours is Oklahoma.
I actually knew that.
Yeah. So he gets over there and, I don't know, he thwarts Ian. They both race out the door. Mm-hmm. Dylan chases him, and then they never find Ian. And then Dylan is, like, super weird and secretive about what happened since then. Like, oh, he just ran off. I couldn't find him.
And, okay, that's ridiculous, but all right.
I mean, there's a million questions I already have. Like, the Newman Ranch, don't you think there's probably cameras
security.
In every nook and cranny?
Well,
and they show a lot of, like, Victor yelling at the security. Yeah. Like, you dropped the ball on mm-hmm. this one. But still...
But Mr. Newman, we never have to do anything.
I feel like
and
we
then
have to do
suddenly...
Things. Think about how many people sneak onto the ranch
all the time. All the time.
Yeah. Anyway, so... it's just kind of silly because... Clearly, Dylan is going to be framed for the murder.
Right.
He has, like, the same special lake mud on his boots.
Of course.
Where they found some of Ian's blood mm-hmm. and... I don't know. And he lied about a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
So there's something going on, but I don't think Dylan killed Ian.
No. That's not his
style. Also, he was prone to rage, remember? Like, he busted up the coffee shop, and so...
So what, though?
So maybe
that
he did. Mean,
yeah. He didn't, though. No way.
I don't know what happened.
So. Yeah.
Anyway, so Ian is, like, MIA.
Okay. Yeah, until there's a body, he's not dead.
Yeah, yes. But then, like, Chris is pushing for you know, it to be a real murder case. Mm-hmm. And I guess until they have a body,
there's not that much
they can do.
No.
But you know in Young and the Restless, in Genoa City...
Not having a body is irrelevant.
Yeah,
you know,
totally.
That doesn't matter a bit.
Having a completely biased, like, a father investigating
his son's
that's
murder.
No problem.
Sure. You know.
It's okay.
Yeah.
It's cool. It's the way they do things.
Yeah. Well, it's efficient.
Is that nepotism in any way? Criminal nepotism.
It's gotta be, yeah, there's gotta, well, it's conflict of interest, that's
yeah.
for damn sure.
I like criminal nepotism better.
Yeah, criminal nepotism
that sounds more
is,
legit.
Yeah, yeah, no, that sounds like more like a thing.
So then, I guess the fallout of that is that they found out Mariah was actually Sharon's biological daughter,
right.
Cassie's
twin that she didn't know she had, and I'm calling bullshit.
Oh, that, like
on
Mariah
that.
Is. And so, yeah, I don't know. I was
no,
like,
no,
well, she's drugged up.
No, I think that she is. I think she is the twin, but there's no way that Sharon could have had twins and not known
but
it.
But she was drugged up. She doesn't remember.
I don't care.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
You can't just have twins and not know. I'm sorry. That's not a thing. There's no way.
Well,
if you're a listener and you're out there and you've got twins and you can't remember how that second one got there, you chime right in, but no way.
Huh. Okay. Well, Sharon claiming that
yeah.
she doesn't know. And Nick
she claims
her.
To forget a lot, though.
Well, I mean, maybe she forgot from electroshock therapy.
Yeah, that could be.
I don't know.
That makes sense.
Anyway, so, but that was right after Sharon got really mad at Mariah, because Mariah was trying to seduce Nick.
Yeah, yeah,
and
copped to it and said,
yeah,
you're old and gross.
Yeah.
And I'm young and pretty.
So they're...
Although she's kind of not, but...
Yeah, they have a contentious relationship. So now
yeah.
Sharon's trying to kill her with kindness.
Mm-hmm.
But...
And win her over.
Yeah.
And Mariah's just kind of...
I like her.
I like her, too. She's very real. She's I
yeah.
know people like her.
Yeah.
I don't like them, but I
yeah,
know them.
Yeah, I guess that's true. Well, she's had a horrible life.
Sure. Yeah.
She can't trust anybody.
And that's real clear. But it just, it's refreshing, I think, to see someone on the show who legitimately has a reason to act the way that she does. And it's just
yeah.
so irritating and awful and
yeah, that's
wretched.
True. And, does she still have a thing for Nick?
I think once you have a thing for Nick, you always have a thing for Nick. Her
I mean,
Avery,
they're not biological, but, like, even he was like, she looks exactly like my dead daughter.
Yeah,
that's
creepy.
Happen.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, but Mariah doesn't have that.
She doesn't.
Yeah.
He does.
Yeah, it'll never happen because he can't get over.
Okay.
And the viewership wouldn't be able to get over it.
I don't think I could.
No.
That's weird.
Yeah, it's too weird.
I mean, I'm okay with, like, Devon and Lily somehow hooking up.
Well,
they're, like, adopted
yeah, they're
brother
adopted,
and sister. And
but they were raised together.
Not, but they were, like, 16 and 18.
That's true. Yeah. Yeah, you know.
It's crossing a line. I'm not saying it's not crossing
right,
a line.
Okay, yeah.
But it's a line that I'm like, willing to consider.
Yeah.
But this one with Nick and Mariah, no.
See, I'd be more willing with Nick and Mariah, given that Mariah didn't grow up with him as a father figure.
Yeah, but she looks exactly like his daughter, so for him, it's like, ew.
Yeah, but his daughter died as a child, and this is a grown woman.
I think they look so similar, though.
Yeah, okay. See, I never knew Cassie when she was on
I guess,
the show.
I mean, she just...
And she's being played by the same actress, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
She just looks, she doesn't look any different
okay.
to me.
All right. Yeah, so that would be creepy.
I mean, but it's cool. I think it's cool that the actress herself plays the character so completely differently and it's believable.
Yeah.
So that has worked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe she took some hints from Elizabeth.
Mary Jane.
No, Elizabeth Hendrickson.
Oh, yeah.
Who played twins.
That's true.
On All My Children a million years
that.
Ago.
Yeah. I thought you meant, you know, Crazy Cat Lady.
Yeah. Mary Jane and Patty.
Yeah.
I miss them.
But I thought her name was also Emily.
And Emily, yeah.
Did she play three people?
Well, they were all the same person, but yeah.
Wow. Okay. So, what else?
Well, Mariah lately has been making moves on Kevin.
Yeah, that's true.
And that's going somewhere, obviously, because they're
totally.
Playing it the way it always goes.
And they're
goes.
Both kind of crazy, and they're both kind of,
yeah.
you know, it
goofy.
Seems like a natural fit for
yeah.
me.
Yeah. I mean, they're trying to make it this big thing. It's like, why? Why bother? Everyone knows they're going to get together. Just do it and be done.
Yeah.
You know, don't try and have the, you know, oh, we're fighting all the time. Oh, God, I hate her. Yeah. It's like, we know this.
Yeah.
You know, Kevin's done this with every girl he's ever been with.
Well, so he has a pattern.
Yes, he does.
Also, pretty much most people in town hate Mariah.
Right.
I particularly like Summer and her hating each other.
Yes, that is
because
funny to watch.
Because Summer and Austin are now married too, mm-hmm. which like...
And where did Austin come from?
Okay, so Austin was... Okay, remember how you said that Avery had a cooking show or maybe she was going to have a cooking show and then like 2 days later, boom, she had a cooking show?
Yes, I do remember that.
So Austin was her her cameraman.
Oh, that's right.
Or
okay.
whatever, right? Yeah. And then he stalked her and he shot Paul, and he was like out for revenge. But now he's like super reformed, like all in one day.
Yeah, and they're just ignoring the fact that he shot someone.
Well, he's on trial or something, or I think or maybe he got acquitted.
I think he got acquitted.
Yeah, because he's like not in trouble, and now he's like trying to live honest.
Yeah. Which, okay, fine, whatever.
I mean, like, and Avery even, I think, vouched for him. Like, no, he seems okay. And he and Austin and Summer had run off to go get married. And everybody was, you know.
Freaking out.
Yeah, they were like, where'd she go? She's with a murderer.
No, he's not a murderer. He's just an attempted murderer.
Yeah, exactly. But, so, now they're married, and they're attempting to make it out, well, Austin and Summer are trying to make it out, like, they have the most perfect marriage in the entire world. Okay, number one.
No.
Yeah.
No, number they don't.
One, no. Number two. So, they're, like, way too young.
Yes.
Right?
Right.
And I like where they're going with the story, and that Austin is, like, yo, I gotta make my own money. Like,
right.
I wanna support this. Because I think that was my qualm in the beginning. Was like, dude, he's making $8 an hour.
Yeah.
But also, it's like now officially driving a wedge between them.
Yeah.
Because she is like trying to shower him with gifts that are far too expensive. And you know she's paying for the rent. And she's paying for everything. She's getting her nails done. And and he's like working at the underground because she convinced her dad to give him a job.
Right.
And he's making, you know, like, $10 an hour plus tips or, you know.
Yeah. But he has another job, too. Doesn't he have, like, four jobs?
Oh, God,
like,
yeah,
this
he
and
does.
That he's doing, you
so
know,
he's, and he
everything.
Has these long speeches about how he has work ethic, which clearly he does.
Oh, sure, yeah.
But then she, it's like she bought him a tie the other day. Some tie that was, like, $200-something dollars. And he was like, do you not understand that this is, like, my monthly salary?
Yeah.
And she's like, but it's a gift.
But
this
it's
is what
pretty.
We do.
Yeah, and it's just like, no, you don't get it.
Yeah, she does not get it.
She doesn't
it.
Understand. She's not slumming properly.
No.
She right? doesn't know how to slum.
I know.
Come on.
And he, you know, he doesn't want to be a trophy husband. But just them, like, being so saccharine all the time.
All the time, yeah. It's pretty
and she's
gross.
Like, husband, come sit next to me. I love my husband, and... Give me a massage and let's, I don't know. Mm-hmm. It's like making me want to barf.
Well, she has a new pet. She doesn't have a husband. She has a, you know, he is her possession almost.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good point. Yeah, definitely. And then Mariah kind of gets in the mix there because she's like, you know, on Austin's side.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't grow up with money and they could share and are trying to woo me and buy me stuff. And they want me to live with them and. I didn't grow
I don't
up like
want
this.
That, yeah.
So I kind of hope that Austin and Mariah hook up, even though he seems like too, I don't
seems
know,
too
upstanding.
Nice. Yeah.
Despite the fact that he shot the chief of police.
Well,
he's too
yeah,
upstanding.
Yeah, yeah. You know, besides that.
Besides the fact that he kidnapped Avery at gunpoint.
Right. You know, these things happen. You know, and then the next day you feel better and you're a good person.
Is that like bipolar maybe? Or?
Sure. Perhaps.
It sounds like maybe just a little bit, a little bit off. A
little
stable.
Personality.
So.
Well, Summer just in general drives me nuts. I don't care for adult Summer at all. I never really liked Kid Summer either, but there's just something about her that just grates my every nerve.
I can handle her at times. Mm-hmm. At times. I'd say 20% of the time, I'm okay with it.
Okay.
Like...
That seems about right.
When she's a little sad about Phyllis, that seems reasonable.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think she's overblowing that.
No. You're right.
But yeah, everything else is like, get over yourself.
Yeah.
So there's that. Yeah. What else?
Can we talk about Neil?
And his marriage? Yes.
So Neil married Hillary. Who's in love with Devon.
Yeah.
Have we podcasted last time about how Neil
got blind?
Went blind, yeah.
I think we podcasted on we just saw him get electrocuted.
Yeah, and he hadn't gone blind yet.
Yeah.
So now he's blind.
Now he's blind.
That's his only...
He has, like, a legit cane and sometimes glasses, it seems like.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No
burns or anything, just blindness.
No, just blind. Yeah. No other repercussions at all.
He cracks me up.
Because
it's, like, so over the top. It's like, I'm blind!
Yes,
I'm blind!
Well, he's the first person to ever go blind.
No!
Oh, yes. Clearly in his own mind.
Oh, I was no like, one else. We've had many other blind characters.
No, he's the first to
it's
ever go blind.
It's too bad Adam isn't there, so they could, like,
they
you know.
Yeah, he could have had some, you know, here's how to be blind in Genoa City lessons. But, yeah, he's acting like no one has ever gone blind before.
Yeah.
No one has ever gone blind the way he has, you know.
Well, I don't know if anybody officially that we know of has in Genoa City has gone blind from electrocuting
being electrocuted.
Himself,
well, probably not.
From just not calling the electricity.
Right.
Right?
Right.
But Devon and Hillary, they basically, like, hooked up and they were ready to just, like, admit it to Neil,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, we're very sorry, but this is how it is, and then he goes blind.
And now
Hillary feels, like, riddled with guilt, which she probably should.
Yeah, she probably should, but she should still dump Neil. I think it's more mean to stay with him just because he's blind, to stay with someone because he's disabled. That's awful.
Okay, I totally agree on one hand, but on the other hand... Don't you think...
To dump someone right after they go blind?
Yeah, like,
it's
so sad. Just think of him alone.
Oh, God, it would just be the worst.
You know, like, with the cane. Oh, I just think that...
No, he wouldn't even use the cane. He would sit in his room, in a dark room, all the time. And not answer his phone, and then, you know, Devon or Lily would come, oh, Dad, are you okay? Well, you know, I'm fine. you know, he's such an Eeyore.
He totally is.
If Eeyore was blind.
With some outbursts.
Yeah.
He didn't take going blind very well, though.
Well, no.
He got real mad at everybody over and over.
Mm-hmm.
And then he tried to divorce Hillary, but she refused to leave. But,
yeah.
You know, so she had her out, and she didn't.
And she didn't take it because she's dumb.
Just the way it rolls.
Yeah.
So, but that being said, she and Devon have hooked up, sort of like, on the down low.
It doesn't have to be as down low as it was before,
I guess.
But it's like, oh, so what are you two doing? Watching a movie? Oh, is it a sex
so
movie? I hear
too.
Sex noises.
It's like, all the time, Neil is like, Devon, aren't I married to the most beautiful, wonderful woman in the world? You should... Take care of her. You two go out of town together. You take her out
to
dinner.
Right.
Hillary, hang out with my son. And it's like he's forcing them together.
Yeah.
And then they like awkwardly stare at each other.
Right. Yeah. And he's clueless.
Totally clueless.
So it'll be fun when he wakes up and realizes.
Oh, I can't wait.
You know,
I cannot
eyesight
wait.
Wakes up.
Yeah. He cracks me up.
Mm-hmm. Well, and especially I don't know anyone who's blind, so I've never spent any time with someone who's blind.
Okay.
You know, so I don't have this experience, but I really don't think that blind people just stand at events and say, tell me what's happening. 'Cause he's
maybe
always,
the newly blind.
Yeah. Perhaps.
Because my grandma worked for the state school for the blind when I was growing up. So I spent a lot of time around blind people.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
But they were, it was mostly kids and teenagers who had grown up with it at varying levels of blindness.
Yeah.
But no, nobody ever was like, tell me what's happening.
Yeah, describe the scene for me.
No, but I think to them, you know, it was like, they had their own senses or, you know, they had their own understanding
ways of coping.
Of what was happening.
Yeah.
And everybody else around them was blind too, generally.
Yeah, right. Whereas Neil is trying to still have the images in his head.
Yeah.
It reminds me of the early Little House on the Prairie. When Mary went blind.
Oh my god, totally.
And everyone's always describing everything for her. And it's like, oh god.
And moving on.
Yes.
Let's talk about Victoria.
Yes. So Victoria, as is her way, complains all the time about how she has such a hard time getting pregnant and has to do, you know, this, that, and jumping through hoops. And then when she doesn't want to get pregnant, that's when
finally
she gets knocked
out.
Yeah. And she, of course, because it's YNR, she doesn't know who the father is.
Yeah.
There should be a prize for someone who gets pregnant and knows who the father is. And there's only one option.
And there's only one option. Good point. Because I can't wait for Hillary to get pregnant.
Oh, yeah.
Just throwing that out there.
Yeah, no, that's a good one. I like that. So, Victoria and Billy are divorced.
Officially.
Yeah.
And who do you hope the baby's father is?
Well, I kind of hope that it's Stitches.
Yeah, me too.
You know, Billy has a lot of kids already.
For real.
You know.
Stitch deserves a second
shot. A second chance. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Also, then, you know, everybody's calling Stitch a murderer. We talked about this last time, how he supposedly killed his dad back in the day.
Yeah.
You know, now he's made amends.
Right, yeah.
But
not to his dad.
I guess not.
Hi, Dad, sorry I killed you.
So he was following Victoria around the other day in the park, and she kind of twisted her ankle, and he ran up, I can help.
Yeah.
And she got so mad at him.
I know, and he was just being nice.
I know.
I mean, I feel like he would have done that for anybody.
But I got where she was coming from, like, because she was like, you know, Billy did all these things wrong, and you swooped in, and you did all these things right, and you made me believe that's possible, and then, boom, you're a liar. So I kind of got where she was coming from. I still like Stitch.
Yeah.
But then he goes, okay, I'm going to confess. And then immediately his mom walks up and, like, interrupts.
Right. Yeah.
And I was like, ooh, I don't think he did it.
Yeah. I don't think he did it, but I think he knows who did, and it was...
I think it was his mom.
Yeah, his mom or his...
Maybe even Kelly.
Yeah.
I don't know.
What's the connection between...
Their brother and sister.
Oh, okay. All right.
I hate Kelly, by the way.
I love Kelly.
You do?
I love Kelly.
Ew!
No, and I'll tell you why.
Tell me why.
Because of the actress.
Oh, well,
I've loved her since she was 18 years old and all my children, and... You know, I feel like she and I, we're of an age, and so we kind of grew up together.
Yeah.
And she in the soap opera land, and me in
I just can't stand
reality.
Her.
Oh,
she's
what?
Supposed to be a teacher, number one.
No.
When the hell, yes, she's supposed to be a teacher. When is
I thought she was
working?
An event planner.
She was a teacher originally, then something changed, I don't know.
Budget cuts, hello.
She basically, yeah, right? It's Wisconsin.
It's Wisconsin, there's no union.
I don't know, but...
Okay, so she's a terrible teacher.
Or a terrible event planner. I don't even know. I don't even know what her job is. That's the problem.
No, my understanding is that she works with Lily.
With Lily. But I think she just got that as, like, a side gig because teaching...
Is so unfulfilling.
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Huh. Okay, now I want to know more about her teaching. What grade?
That was, like,
what
in the
age?
Very beginning.
Yeah.
But she was like, I'm a teacher. It was like, that was the thing. And I was like, well, let's see it.
Let's see it. What kind of teacher are you?
I don't know.
Huh.
I mean, at least, like, when Jana was, like, helping out at a preschool.
Yeah, they would show her with children.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Preschool. But
kidnapping them.
Anyway, and then Kelly she just is, like, swooping in, and she just acts like she's the angel, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
that she, yeah.
oh, I don't want to offend anybody. I don't want to step on any toes.
Right.
You know, and then Jack's why do you have a constipated look on your face all the time? Well, I just don't like the drapes.
Right.
But I don't want to offend anybody.
Right.
She's
queen of the complacent.
Yes.
You know, that she's very passive aggressive and kind of a martyr.
Kind of?
Okay, she's totally a martyr. But I don't care. I still love her. I think she's pretty.
I am just stoked that Phyllis is returning because
she will take
exactly.
Take Kelly out in a heartbeat. How did she and Jack get together, Kelly and Jack?
I think he was like reading her the riot act about like breaking up Billy and Victoria's marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was like, oh wait.
You're cute.
So that means you're single. Right.
Why doesn't he get together with Neil?
I know. They're the perfect
couple. They are the perfect couple.
Neil and, what's his name? They did bond a little bit. Okay. Anyway, my whole point is that, Phyllis is going to come in.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to stir it up.
Yeah.
In 19 million ways.
Yeah.
But I think that Jack and Kelly's shelf life is...
It's pretty short.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's... Well,
she was the replacement. The
right, she's
warmer.
The rebound.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think, though, but Jack, because of his history, before they actually break up, Phyllis or no Phyllis, he will propose
to Kelly.
Yeah.
But, like, Phyllis is coming in any day. I know I'm still, like, 3 episodes behind.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know something I don't know?
No.
Oh, okay.
Well, I know that all during all of the wedding stuff, and we'll talk about the wedding in a second, there were just all of these different moments of people saying to Kelly, oh, do you think you and Jack will get married?
That's true.
Or people saying to Jack, oh, you're going to get married again, you know, and that kind of thing.
Okay.
And so,
yeah, that's a good point.
The fact that people are talking about it, that always means that Jack's getting married again.
He got kind of weird at the bachelor party, too, though.
He got hella weird at the bachelor party. It was funny.
What was that about?
Well, which part? The part where he was weird at Nick for remarrying Sharon? Or the part about him being weird... He got weird with one of the kids, one of the younger people, too.
I feel like somebody made a comment, like, when they were in the bar,
mm-hmm.
and he got real serious. I don't remember what the comment was. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Like, he just wasn't having a good time all of a sudden.
No, yeah. Well, I think somebody pointed out, how many times have you been married, Jack?
Oh.
And even he couldn't remember how many times.
Yeah, I know. Well, should we talk about the bachelor party?
Let's, please.
Because that's really the purpose of this podcast.
Right, yeah. It was the best. So Nick and Sharon are going to be married.
Yes.
And they have this church wedding all planned.
Mm-hmm.
And Kelly and Lily had...
But
they were planning it.
Nikki's
the
one who suggested it. She goes, don't you think we should throw a bachelorette party for Sharon?
Yeah.
And everybody was like, what did you just say?
You want to have a bachelorette party for Sharon?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because she hadn't really been on board with the wedding at all.
No. She's not on board with anything that has to do with Sharon.
Yeah.
Sharon burned down the ranch
not that long ago. Yeah, for a good reason.
So it was kind of like, whoa.
Yeah.
That was incredibly gracious of her.
True. Okay.
I don't know.
She was probably drunk at the time that she suggested it, though.
I wonder, about her state. So, okay, so they got a bachelorette party going, and then the guys...
Which was all, highly organized and planned out to the last detail that it was going to be on this rooftop.
Yes. Of the athletic club.
Of the athletic club. And, oh, that reminds me, this is off topic, but who owns the athletic club?
Devon, right? Doesn't he own it, but Lily and Kane manage it?
Is that how that works now?
Because
I've always kind of wondered,
It's a winter-style thing.
Okay. All right. Good enough.
All
right. So Lily and Kelly had, the perfect bachelorette party planned. It was going to be so wonderful. And yet, I did not see a single penis-shaped object.
Were there any tiaras or anything?
There were no tiaras. There were funny hats. But there weren't any, you know,
sombrero.
The things that we would consider,
certainly.
You know,
but maybe they were, you know, they're classier.
Perhaps.
I don't know.
Okay.
They had Cosmos.
Yeah.
Virgin and non-virgin.
Yeah, but it didn't seem to matter to some.
But it was so funny. I feel like they just got there. Like, they snuck Sharon away.
Right.
And she gets to the roof, and she's so excited. She's like, oh my gosh, you guys, I can't believe you did this for me.
Because I don't have any friends, and now suddenly people are acting like they're my friends.
And then everybody's like, well, you know what? Frankly, Nikki's the one who suggested it. And she's like, wow,
what?
I'm so blown away. And then Nikki's like, I see thunderclouds. Well, I think we better leave. It's going to rain. I think this party's over. It's like they haven't even had a drink yet.
Right. And so at that point, they just kind of go looking for a place.
Sharon is like, I know a good place to go.
Yeah.
And so she takes them to the dive bar that
everybody
drinks on the down low.
Yeah.
You know, anytime somebody has an alcohol problem or somebody wants to have an affair somewhere where they're not going to go, they go to that dive bar.
But this isn't the dive bar that Billy used to own.
No.
It's a different dive bar.
Different dive bar.
Okay.
Yes.
Good. To know that there's a different one.
I think it's the same set with different chairs.
So things kind of shifted around.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and that's where Nikki's been going to drink with her new best friend, Maureen, right?
Yes, Ben's
played
mom.
By the wonderful, amazing Meredith Baxter, who I love, love.
Pretty excited about that.
Yeah. I want her to be a regular, which means that she will not be a regular, because I want to be a regular never stays.
And what was her her husband's name in Family Ties, the actor?
Stephen Gross?
Yeah, and he's Michael's father. You know that?
That's right.
Yeah.
River, isn't that his name?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, that's funny. Oh my god, that would be really funny.
Maybe Tina Yethers will make an appearance. I don't know. Yeah. Anyway, so they got Sharon's bachelor party going. Mm-hmm. They go to the dive bar, and then meanwhile, Nick's party.
Been kidnapped from his own house.
Oh my god, I loved that. Like, he opens the door and they throw a sack over his head or whatever. And, I mean, I just knew automatically what it was.
Oh, yeah.
There was no, you know.
Yeah, there was no suspense at all.
And they pull the thing off his head and he's, like, in the back of this old crappy van. And it's, like, Jack's driving the Jabot perfume van.
Yeah.
And it was Michael, Devon, Austin.
Mm-hmm.
Nick's son, right?
Yeah.
It was just kind of like a weird ragtag team.
Yeah.
Of like, don't you have friends your own age?
He doesn't.
I guess not.
Yeah.
Well,
and while they're, so they all go to the
football field.
And they're reliving his glory days, and there's some flashbacks of them when they were young, of Nick and Sharon. But at some point, somebody said something about how, you know, all of the people there at one point or another have been related to Nick, except for, I think, Austin. He's
okay.
The only one who's never been.
So is he going to be related?
So he's never been a stepson or a brother-in-law or, you know, father-in-law or any of this stuff. Yeah, so now he's a son-in-law, but.
Ooh,
yeah.
Well, I don't think Nick's fathered anybody. We don't know about that.
I don't think so, no.
Well, I was like, on one hand, I was laughing because it was kind of funny.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there were some pretty funny moments.
Yeah.
And I felt like the cast appeared to be having a pretty good time.
Yeah, they appeared to be having a good time.
Yeah.
They were really relaxed and comfortable and just kind of going with it, which I liked.
Yeah. But then, like, it would get weird and awkward. Like, somebody would say something
snarky or something about Phyllis would come up.
Yeah,
and
I don't know. Yeah, there were just too many, like, weird, awkward topics where it was like, no. And then Austin, like, butt-kissed Nick so bad, or he was like, I just want to prove that I have a work ethic. I don't want to take handouts.
Yeah.
I just want to show you the kind of man I can be. And I was like, shut up.
Yeah, why are you
gross
pandering to Nick?
I know.
Does Nick have a job right now? Kind of.
I don't know, does he?
I don't think so.
Oh, he owns the Underground.
Yeah, so does he have a job?
Kind of. He manages several employees that are all relatives.
Right, exactly. He manages his own nepotism ring.
We call that bar nepotism.
Industrial nepotism.
A close relationship of criminal nepotism.
Yes. Exactly.
Anyway.
Yeah. So it starts to rain on them too, and they're like, oh, dude, no. What are
but
we
I like
do?
The guys were not going to give up. They're like, mm-hmm. we're going to go somewhere.
Oh, yeah. It
Whereas
was clear.
The women were all just like, meh, it's going to rain.
Oh, well,
I think I'll just
forget
go home.
It. Yeah.
Yeah. It was the only reason that they went anywhere because Sharon was like, no, I got
I
a,
know
place.
A place. Right. And it just, of all those people who were there at the bachelorette party, all of them have these really nice houses that are perfect for
I
entertaining.
Know. There are so
Why
many
couldn't they
possibilities.
Just have gone to someone's house?
They could have just gone back to a limo and hung out in
they
the limo.
They could have gone downstairs to the athletic club.
Oh, no, but Lily was like, no, there's a private party booked. Like, she covered that
Oh,
one.
Okay.
But
yeah.
I was
but
like,
still.
Oh, my God, they could go to Crimson Lake.
They
could go anywhere. They
could go a lot of other places.
Yeah, oh, totally.
They could have gone to the movie theater. No.
But that's why I was like,
the old amusement park.
These people
yeah.
are just not interested.
Yeah. But then they all said, okay, fine, Sharon, we'll go to your crappy dive bar.
Yeah.
And then the men show up.
Yeah, and so it's like kismet. Like, oh. So they have like a combined party.
Had they shown up before or after the stripper lap dance?
I believe it was after, right? So Sharon.
No, because I can't see Nick's face watching
yeah,
Sharon.
Yeah, I think they showed up after
yeah.
the stripper. So, yeah. I mean, but like, who called the stripper?
It was Abby, Summer, Mariah. No, it was Mariah.
Oh, you're right. It was Mariah. She had, what's his name?
I don't
her
even know the guy's name.
No, her ex-boyfriend, that, you know, that was engaged to Leslie's brother. I'm totally drawing
Trevor.
Tyler. Tyler was there, and he had hooked it up for her.
Right.
Like, he must be buds with
some
thunder from down under.
Yeah.
I know. That's like, that's gross. He moonlights like that.
Yeah.
Anyway, so yeah, they had the stripper who, like, took his shirt off.
And that was it.
And I was like,
and
how?
And he had jeans on, and they weren't even, like, you know, stripper tight jeans.
Yeah.
It was just some guy kind of grindy dancing with Sharon.
And then he took off.
And then he left. It was just like, okay, that was the worst stripper ever.
I don't know, but they were in a bar where there were a bunch of other people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the bar hadn't even
it was not
emptied out.
Yeah, it was not. Yeah. It was very nice, quiet stripping, basically.
Yeah. It was very tame.
Tame, that's the word I'm looking for. Yeah, so then the guys show up. And that's the part where Neil was mm-hmm. like, tell me
what's happening.
Javon's like, people are dancing.
People are dancing and they're drinking. It's a bar.
Did you get the sense that Sharon dances like Elaine from Seinfeld at
kind
all?
Kind of a lot.
Just
yes.
A little bit.
And that she was very uncomfortable.
Why? Really?
I just got a real sense of the actress being uncomfortable because she knows she's a crappy dancer.
Oh, really?
And that she looked ridiculous.
I didn't think about that.
Yeah.
It definitely was some awkward dancing.
Yeah, it was not good.
What else? And then Abby, like, she got
Abby
drunk
was,
and
yeah.
just, like, totally went off
Hella
about
drunk. That was funny.
How Sharon was a horrible person. And I don't know. Like, she basically just, like, raked Sharon over the coals in public and everybody was like,
whoa.
Uncool dude.
Yeah. Well, and Ashley just happened to be there.
Because she's like
having a off-campus business meeting.
With Ben.
So
then Victoria's got her underwear all bunched up.
Yeah, right. And I don't know. That whole dynamic between Ben and Ashley was kind of creepy. Because she was kind of
isn't she too
flirting.
Old for him? Or is that
that's
me?
No, I think she is too old for him. And that's what made me uncomfortable. It was like, come on, you
but,
are embarrassing
yourself.
But Abby
tried to hook them up at one point.
When
he first got into town.
I don't know. It just.
I hope they don't become like a thing.
No. And, you know, usually I don't mind age
yeah.
differences. That's.
Yeah,
but it's just,
I agree.
In this case, it was just like, it came off as really pathetic
yeah.
on Ashley's side.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, and it was like, oh, but and I like Ashley. I want her to find some nice guy, but I don't want it to be
Ben.
I don't want it to be some young stud.
No, I don't either.
Muffin.
Yeah. It felt like she was cruising.
Yeah. Yeah. She was not subtle at all.
No.
About the whole thing.
So did they stick around for the party then?
Yeah, they were
that's right.
They weren't part of the party. They were just
they
kind
were
of on
there.
The periphery.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that Victoria could come over, you know, waddle over and
yeah.
So do we know is that actress actually pregnant or is she
I didn't think
wearing
so.
A thing?
I think she's wearing a thing. think.
Okay. Because she's doing it really well. Mm. You know,
I don't think she's really pregnant.
Okay. I would be surprised, but, you know, whatever.
So, I don't know. But so drinking, partying.
Drinking, partying. Somebody says something to somebody.
It was like there was a rough-looking guy who got to Michael, and Michael's totally wasted and high on Viagra. Mm-hmm. and he's like, hey, I know you. And Michael's like, what? And the guy, you know, decks him in the mm-hmm. face. Like,
you put me in
you
prison.
You sent me to prison. Yeah. And then, like, a bar fight starts. But the best part was then when, like, Neil threw his cane down or whatever right. and stood up. And the guy's like, what, a blind guy? Like, he was taunting mm-hmm. him, like, right. the blind guy's going to hit me. And then Neil
hits him.
Hits him square. And, I don't know, vindication for all blind people.
Well, it should be empowering for Neil.
Yeah.
Because now he's totally going to be going around. Did you see me hit that guy?
I didn't see it.
But I bet it looked cool.
Yeah, and then just like mayhem, and then they all got arrested.
Right.
And
well, but during the mayhem and a little bit before the mayhem, yeah. Nikki had been sneaking drinks.
Oh, that's right.
And she was hammered.
She was way hammered.
She was way, and nobody knew.
I feel like, understand how does nobody
how
know?
How can they not know?
She's
was
got
hammered.
Like an entire minibar in her purse half
right.
the time.
She jingles when she walks.
And she's like, hello, everybody.
Yeah.
And like, they're and like, are you okay?
You feeling okay? She's like, I feel great.
Yeah.
I feel so good. It's like,
I know.
Okay. How can you not realize that someone's impaired?
I know.
Who's, you know,
and even
got
like
a history.
Dylan came to her like later and he was like, because she was acting kind of weird around him. And the mm-hmm. next day he's like, I know what's going on. And she's mm-hmm. like, oh, God,
no,
you do. And he's like, your MS is acting up.
Right.
You know?
I'm sorry. That is not a symptom of MS.
I know. Drunken slurring.
Yeah. No. that is not on the card.
Some, you know, well, and I think the point is, too, is that Victor is just, like, he's not
he's
around.
He's gone, yeah.
And she even said after the whole Ian thing, like, mm-hmm. I need you here. I yeah. need you to take care of me more.
And watch me
and
then
he immediately
help me and be
pops
a support
on
for me. Yeah.
Elsewhere. So, right. yeah. So she was pretty wasted, too. But I liked the way they did the episode where everybody woke up in jail.
Yeah.
And you knew that it was going to be, like, something ridiculous, mm-hmm. and then they went back.
And they flashed back for the parties.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was fun filmmaking.
I liked it.
Yeah.
It was a fun episode in general.
Yeah. It was the schmaltziest of all, though. It was kind of toward the end, and they're all in jail, and the boys are in one cell, and the yeah. girls are in the cell right next door.
Yeah.
Which I'm pretty sure is not a thing.
Not the way they do it.
No. And Nick and Sharon just keep looking at each other,
yeah.
and they just love each other, and, you know, there's all this chaos, and people are, you know, fighting
yeah.
and bickering
yeah.
and coming down off their hangovers and all this stuff, and they're just staring at each other, because they love each other
yes.
so much.
Yeah.
I was just like, oh, God.
Well, it's all
make
about
me
to
barf.
Come apart anyway.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Yeah. The bigger the wedding, the harder the fall.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
So.
Should we talk about Phyllis then?
Let's talk about Phyllis, yeah.
Because Phyllis has been in a coma since when?
Forever.
December,
yeah.
January?
Yeah, for a
it's
while.
It's been a while.
Yeah.
Victor has had a doctor doing experimental treatments.
Yeah.
You know,
I keep wanting to see the you know, Frankenstein set. And the little
and I feel like the doctor is so ridiculous.
Oh,
like,
the only thing that could make it more ridiculous is if he had an eye patch
or like an accent or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, an accent
yeah.
or a prosthesis of some sort.
Yeah, because he's like the evil doctor.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
My name is Dr. Snively. Take these pills.
And then, so Phyllis started talking a little bit, I mean, but like not coherently.
Yeah,
or she'd start moving things.
Yeah.
And, the nurse who was just holding on to her engagement ring put it back on her finger, and
mm-hmm.
she just suddenly woke up.
And that's what did the
and
trick.
And split.
Yeah.
Like,
she's like, I'm outie.
I mean, I understand, you know, I have that suspension of disbelief when I watch
mm-hmm.
this show.
Sure.
But people don't spend 9 months in a coma.
And then be able to walk at all.
Or hitchhike across
right.
from Georgia to Wisconsin.
Right.
I kept thinking, when's she going to stop and eat a sandwich?
Right.
Or like...
Well, no, she did. She stopped in a diner.
Oh, that's right, she did. But that was like 3 days later.
Right, yeah. No, I just... When I was a kid, I had an accident and my leg was in a cast for 6 weeks.
Yeah.
And when I got up, I couldn't put weight on that leg.
Yes.
I can't even imagine after 9 months. I don't care what kind of fancy evil doctor treatment you've been getting.
Like the anti-atrophy drug.
Yes. Yes. It also wakes you up and makes you perky.
Yeah. Well, and they didn't show her talking for a long time. She'd just be in the car and people would be like, where are you going? Where can I take you?
Yeah.
And she'd just stare at them all creepy-like.
Yeah.
And it was like, okay, can she speak?
Yeah, Phyllis woke up creepy as hell.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
And now, and so she finally makes it back to Genoa City.
Mm-hmm.
But she's just lurking around people's houses. There's no like, hey, I'm back.
Oh, yeah. Or hi.
Like,
remember me?
Is something off about her?
I think she's, yeah, I think she's, well, she's evil. That's for sure. But I think she's also maybe piecing together
what's happened.
What's happened. And so what I want to know is, did she wake up with her memories?
Yeah.
Or is she having to go back and say, oh, that house looks familiar. I think I'll break into it to see if I remember something. Oh, look, there's my picture.
Oh.
You know, and so that's why she goes into Jack's house and finds out that he's living with Kelly, and now she hates Kelly.
Oh, and I love where she found, like, her own photo was, like, shoved in a cabinet.
Yeah.
And she could see, like, the drapes have been changed.
Right, yeah.
And then she puts her picture on the mantle and leaves. And then Jack's like, what the hell? Who did that?
Yeah.
And Kelly's like, what the hell? Who did that?
Yeah.
And they blame each other.
Right. Well, and why would Kelly do that?
Or, like, I like that Kelly thought that Jack did it. Like,
yeah. Boy, your boyfriend sucks.
Like, I was just missing her. I just wanted to have her photo up.
You know, redecorating. This photo is so great. Can I just put this
the center of the mantle?
That's right. If not in the bedroom, then where?
That's too good. I don't know. And then she broke into Nick and Sharon's and
creeped around there.
Creeped around, and she left. I just glanced.
Oh, yeah.
The picture of Sharon, like, getting caught, like, with a traffic ticket or something, but it proves where she was the night of what? Something about Summer's paternity.
Yeah.
I can't even remember.
I don't remember.
Then
don't
she wrote it. Nick's name on it and left it find it.
Well, I thought she was going to write him a note and got distracted or someone came home. And so she rushed out of there and the paper fell on the floor. And then...
And then nobody knows
what happened. Yeah.
And so now she's... But at the same time, okay... I gotta, like, phrase this in my head. We haven't seen her talk to anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we don't know how coherent she is. And yet, she's managed to get herself a hotel room, like a cheap hotel room.
Mm-hmm.
So, does she have ID?
Where did she get the Where's money? Where's the money? No, I...
Where are her clothes from?
I'm kind of remembering that she got the money...
I mean, I do remember at the diner, the waitress gave her a little bit of money and said, you're gonna need this more
than me. Yeah, and that waitress was somebody. Yeah, yeah,
but
recognize that waitress.
But the waitress didn't give her $300, you know? Like, she gave her, like, probably $6 for her next sandwich.
Right.
I don't know. And why did she need it so bad?
Because
she
sandwich?
Was quiet?
Because she was hungry.
No, but I mean, when she was like, I'm going to give you this money because you need it more than me.
Oh, because she could see that she was a wounded soul. Because she was wearing, like, scrubs initially.
So she's mentally ill.
Yeah, and so she could tell that she was... Something wasn't right.
All right.
The least she could do was give her a few dollars to help her on her way so she gets the hell out of the diner and she doesn't have to deal with her anymore.
Nice. Well.
So. Huh. But I think she stole the clothes.
Oh, did she?
Yeah.
Okay. That made sense to me, but I couldn't remember.
But I like that she has stolen all black clothes.
Yeah. And then
and
she,
it's
like,
an ensemble.
Walks in, like, I don't know. Mental anguish.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Yeah, something isn't quite right.
Yeah, yeah. She did not come back completely formed.
Okay. And I haven't seen, I mean, like, I know Mickey did point, so I haven't seen her, like, officially, you know, talk to anybody or confess anything
Well, let's talk about that next time.
Yeah, for
then
sure.
We'll be caught up with the wedding and all that, because
sure
things happen at the wedding.
Tons of fallout.
Yeah.
But there's, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. Well, and Victor has found out that
like
Phyllis was gone.
Yeah.
And he freaked out.
Yeah.
How can you lose a person?
Yeah. I mean, honestly, how can they? Yeah.
Well, she, you know, she...
She should have coma atrophy.
She should have coma atrophy, but even if she doesn't, you know, shouldn't she have to pay for her stay? Shouldn't she?
Well, I feel like that's probably just on the Jack's account or something.
I suppose.
I mean, I watched this HBO documentary called Coma, probably like over the summer, and it was like while, you know, Phyllis is in a coma. And I totally get it. It's a soap opera.
Yeah, right.
But man, watching that documentary, it's like I can't stop thinking about it and like how these people, like, you know, there's like multiple states of
levels,
like consciousness, semi-consciousness, and they can't like control their body and their eyes can't focus. And then it's like,
it's awful.
Just got up and hitchhiked home.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Come on.
Convenient.
At least like, you know, be a little weak in bed, like, Jell-O.
Right.
Jell-O. I need to build my strength so I can get home.
I need to have some Ensure before
yeah,
I ruin a wedding.
I don't know. Is there anything else that we haven't talked about?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
So, next time we'll talk about Nick and Sharon's wedding.
Yeah.
And the aftermath of Phyllis coming back.
And I'm sure Nikki's going to get caught drinking somehow. Something's going to happen.
Yeah, I kind of want her, you know, Victor to dump her and to just say, you know what, you want to go drink with your new friend Maureen, you go right ahead. And then finally...
Ooh, I would like that.
Finally, Nikki gets to have her gay experience.
Meredith Baxter does kind of have that look.
Well, she's a lesbian, you know.
Right. I did know that.
There's a reason
but
she
looks
that. But
I feel like, I mean, like, her hair, the way they've styled her is not...
It's a little lesbian-y.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I forgot about that. Oh, and I just read Chloe's coming back.
Oh, yay.
I don't know...
Our Chloe?
Yeah.
Or someone
else. Chloe, Luca Henderson.
Okay.
I don't know if it's, like, for a week, in like, Delia's death, or if it's, like, for
memorial.
A year.
Yeah.
But I thought if she does come back, that would be kind of a good setup, because Mariah
and Kevin are...
Right.
Yeah.
On
their way towards...
I feel like... Oh, and they cast Adam. So they've got somebody who's going to come in as Adam.
Yeah.
Oh, and then I was going to say, Avery's ex-husband is
He's in town, and he's clearly going to stay.
Yeah.
Because his name John?
John, I think.
Yeah. And he's like Mr. Slick.
Yeah.
You know, $1,000 suit. Uh-huh. Nice to meet you. Slicked hair. And was like, ooh, I don't like you at all.
And when he came back, you know, he dropped by Avery's apartment and she was kind of surprised. And then she told, like, I think Nick later, like, yeah, he was in town and it was, you know, we just talked and that was it. And Nick was like, so did you tell Dylan? And she's like,
No, that was a good point.
Why would I do that?
I'll tell everyone else in town except him.
Yeah, so I was like, ooh, something's going to happen there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there were some sparks between them.
I don't know.
And I mean, like her and Dylan, so.
Yeah, I don't like her and Dylan either. And I think that this whole, like, he can't control his emotions, which is just annoying.
Yeah.
He's kind of like Brad. In a way, I mean, not,
God.
Like, sleazy like Brad, but do you remember Brad would just kind of, like, flap and yell at every little thing?
Yeah,
because he was a Navy SEAL.
That's just so much.
So he was pure testosterone.
Oh,
and I
God.
Feel like that's what they
Barf.
Do with Dylan, because he was in the military.
I'm sorry, but if you have pure testosterone, you do not freeze to death under the ice.
No, he was saving people, right? He saved a child?
Oh,
a baby?
Yeah, but
I don't
still.
Know.
Even still.
But he didn't make it to the end. I don't know, whoever he saved. I don't remember.
Yeah, that's a while ago.
I think he saved, like, Billy when he was a baby. Or not a baby,
no.
But, like, a teenager. No.
No, he saved a girl. Didn't he save Colleen?
No, wasn't she dead?
No, she wasn't dead yet. No, he died before Colleen.
Oh. Yeah.
Now we're going to have to go back and listen to our old podcast.
I know, seriously.
To find
recap
out.
Our own selves.
Really.
Okay.
All right, so.
So, I guess. Don't forget, you can go to our Facebook page. Just look us up, Young and the Restless Recap Podcast. Because we post articles and good stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And otherwise, we'll see you next time.
Bye.